Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We are still in Quran chapter 14, the one which is titled with the name of Abraham. In our last broadcast, we were shocked to learn about the amazing message of the messengers, those whom Allah sent before Moses, and the amazing response of the people whom Allah sent such messengers to. For in our last broadcast, we learned that all the prophets who came before Moses, those the one whom Muhammad named, and the others, which we do not know who they were really are, except that Allah knows them, came with the same message, word for word. As Allah stated, their messengers said to them, same words, no change whatsoever. And then we were more shocked when we heard the response of those people whom these messengers came to. They also have the same answers, as if what was written in these stories of the Quran was copy and paste. Obviously, we know from the writings of Muslim scholars that the entirety of the Quran was written 50,000 years before there was creation. And that's where Allah wrote in His guarded board everything all these people will be saying. That is the message of the prophets and the response of their people, those who believed or those who rejected the message of the messenger. Today we'll continue to look at another great feature in the Quran. That is when Allah is telling us exactly what will be said from all those people in the day of judgment. We're talking about what will happen in the future. Can you imagine with me that Muslims believe that Allah manipulates the people? No matter what happened in their life, all has been decreed by Allah. So Allah knows what is coming, and Allah wrote exactly what is coming in the eternity for the people who rejected His messengers. It is like we are really robots. We will do exactly what Allah prescribed for us. What kind of God is that? Where is freedom for people to choose to live however they wish, to accept the grace of Allah or not, and to be judged by Allah? Except that nothing a Muslim man or a woman and the sinful people who will not accept Islam can say or can do, except it is already written, prescribed, even the words they will be saying in the eternity. And that is what we read in the following verses of Quran chapter 14, beginning from verse 21. Here is what is written in the Quran. They all went forth before Allah. Now we're talking about the day of judgment. Allah is telling us in Quran 14 verse 21 what will happen on the day of judgment. And Allah is giving that to us in the past tense, as if the day of judgment has already gone. So they all went forth before Allah. So the weak said to those who were proud. Notice here, they already said it. Not they will say, but they already said it. Now we're talking about the weak and the proud of the wicked, the sinners. Here's what he said. Surely we were your followers. You were our leaders, and we followed whatever you commanded us, and we did the wrong thing together. Okay? So will you then relieve us of some part of the torment of Allah? Will you carry some of the punishment of Allah, which is on us? Help us out here in hell. It's like somebody is writing material who is drunk or under the influence of some drugs. Because if the people who were weak are in hell with the ones who influence them to to do the wrong things because they just simply were deceived or were forced to do the wrong things. Now they are all together in hell. Imagine with me that the followers of the wicked leaders will say to them, take some of the punishment of Allah from me. What is this? Are you literally like on labor, working twice as much, and somebody are going to take a break in hell and other person will do the job? It is nonsense. The writing of the Quran is nonsense. If somebody would have told me that these are the writings of Muhammad, I would accept it. But the problem is, we're reading the word of Allah. Allah is the one who makes that nonsense to be the miracle of Islam, which is the Quran. Notice now the answer of the proud. They said, if Allah had guided us, we would have guided you too. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you realize what's happening here? Yes, indeed. As we covered in a previous broadcast, Allah is the one who led them astray. And since Allah did not guide the proud, that's why the proud did not guide the weak. That's why the proud and the weak are both in hell. The proud continue to say, it is the same for us whether we be impatient or be patient. Oh, you mean the proud and the weak are going to be punished the same? And you just be patient so you can handle the eternity in hell? What patience Allah is talking about? We have no escape. Really? Muslims believe that when the proud and the weak will go to hell, they will never be able to escape. So why in the world did Allah put Al-A'raf as that wall to separate the garden from hell? It's just simply because maybe as Muhammad used his imagination, some people can jump off the fence and escape hell. That's why we have gates and we have guards on the gates to make sure those who are in hell cannot escape hell. In verse 22, we read, and Satan said, oh, now not only Allah wrote to us what the proud and the weak will be saying to each other, Allah actually is telling us what Satan exactly will say on that day. Here's what Satan said when the affair was judged. Now we know that Satan will say what we're about to read after the day of judgment. And it is written in the Quran in the past tense as if it already happened yesterday. Here is what Satan said. Surely Allah promised you a true promise, and I promised you, so I failed you. Wow, what a great confession. Satan is telling the weak and the proud, Allah promised you, and I promised you, but I dropped the ball, and Allah fulfill his promise to you. And what was the promise of Allah? Allah said, surely I will fill hell from the people and from the jinn. And that's why they are all in hell. Continue with the saying of Satan. And it was not for me to have authority over you, except that I called you, so you answered me. Satan called the infidels, and the infidels, if they were weak or proud, answered his call. Let me remind you of what Allah and Satan have said way, 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 way earlier, just after Satan refuses to worship Adam, when Allah ordered him to worship Adam with all the angels of the garden. This story is repeated throughout the Quran. For example, in Quran chapter 7, beginning from verse 11, we read, and indeed we created you, Allah here speaking to Adam, then we fashioned you, then we said to the angels, worship Adam, so they worshipped except the devil. He was not of those who worshipped. He said, that is Allah speaking to the devil, what has hindered you that you did not worship when I commanded you? He, that is the devil, said, I am better than him. You have created me from fire, and you have created him from mud. In verse 13, Allah said, so get down from it. He meant from the garden, which is supposed to be in heaven. That's when Allah cast the devil to earth. So it was not for you to be proud in it. So get out. Surely you are of the lowly. In verse 14, listen carefully. He said, that is the devil, delay me until a day. They will be raised. That is the day of judgment. Allah said in verse 15, surely you are of the delayed. And then listen very, very carefully to verse 16. For there we read, He said, that is the devil, because you have seduced me, I will surely sit down for them. These are the people of the earth, the weak and the proud, on your straight way. Then I will surely come to them from between their hands and from behind them and from the right and from their left. And you will not find most of them thankful. And here is the answer of Allah. He said, get out of it, despised, driven away to all those who follow you from them. I will surely fill hell from all of you. That was the promise of Allah from the beginning. He will fill hell with all those who will follow the devil. And now we are in Quran chapter 14 to read about that devil in the day of judgment speaking to the weak and the proud, those who followed him.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
And once again, let me read to you what the devil said. Surely Allah promised you a true promise, and I promised you, so I failed you, and it was not for me to have authority over you, except that I called you, so you answered me. So do not blame me, and blame yourselves. I am not crying out for you, and you are not crying out for me. Surely I became an infidel that you have pardoned me before. Surely the unjust will have a painful torment. These are the words of the devil after the judgment. And Allah is writing that to us in the Quran to tell us exactly every word the weak and the proud and the devil will say. But it is written in the Quran in the past tense as if it already happened. What about the fate of the believers, the good Muslims who believed in Muhammad? In verse 23, we read, and those who believed and did good deeds admitted to the gardens. From below them, the rivers flow. Notice here, the promise of Muhammad to the believers, gardens with rivers. Imagine with me, those who have lived in the hot desert of Saudi Arabia. You're going to be in gardens. You're going to have these rivers below your feet. And then we continue, they will abide in it forever by the permission of their Lord, their greeting in it, peace. Notice here, the verse starts with the past tense and he ended with the future tense. And I'm amazed how Muslims can read such verses in the Quran and believe it to be what is coming. I mean, Allah knows exactly what every person will say. Those who are in hell, the devil and the weak and the proud, and those who are in heaven. And all it is written, not only in the Quran of Muhammad 1400 years ago, but actually all that was written in the guarded board, the original Quran, which Allah will not change what is written in it, because the Quran which we have in our hand today has been changed so many times, and we got plenty of evidence, which, by the way, is the opposite of the propaganda lies which Muslims teach all over the West, that the Quran is the perfect word of Allah. It is one pure Arabic Quran, no change whatsoever. No, these are lies. We have shared with you plenty of evidence that that Quran we have in our hand today, the one I'm using with you, Hafs Quran, is one of 40 plus other Arabic Qurans. And the difference between them, it's in the thousands and the thousands of words. And we know from scholars' interpretation that even the one which I have in my hand have been missing hundreds and hundreds of verses. Only Allah knows what was the original Quran which Muslims used to have 1400 years ago. But can the Quran be the true word of God, have all the problems and the nonsensical material as we read it today for what was said in the past and what will be said in the future? Now, in the following four verses, Muhammad changed the subject of his Quran. After we talked about hell and the garden and what has already been said there, he moved to give us a parable. Once again, there is no parable in the Quran. Muhammad never told us a parable, even though he talked about parables all over the Quran. In these following four verses, we read about the good tree and the bad tree and the work of Allah. Yes, indeed. Here we go. In verse 24 of Quran chapter 14, we read, "Have you not seen how Allah sets forth a parable?" What is the parable Allah is going to be saying to us? Here it is. "Of the good word, like a good tree, its roots firmly fixed and its branches in the heaven. It brings its fruit all the time by the permission of its Lord." Allah sets forth the parable to people, perhaps they may remember. What is a parable? The parable about the tree. What tree? The tree which is a good tree which brought good fruit by Allah's permission. Is this a parable? I mean, are you kidding me? Is that how we read parables in the Bible? Just one sentence without a story? Now let's talk about verse 26. "And the parable of an evil word." So we got a good word and we got an evil word. The good word is like a good tree, bring good fruit. What about the evil word? Allah said, "Like an evil tree uprooted from the top of the earth, and it has no stability." So where is the parable? Where is the story? What did I learn about that great parable of Allah or Muhammad? There is no parable in the Quran. Muhammad does not understand the concept of what a parable is. And in verse 27, we learn about the work of Allah. That is when Allah said, "Allah will strengthen those who believed with a firm word in this world's life and in the hereafter. And Allah leads the unjust astray. And Allah does what he wills." What a great Allah here we're talking about. If a person is a sinner, Allah will lead him to hell. Allah leads him astray. Well, guess what? We're all sinners. The Bible is very clear. Not one righteous, not even one. So why even Allah made the heaven or the garden of Muhammad for anyone? And if he's going to lead some of the sinners to believe in him, why not lead all the people to believe in him? Otherwise, he is an unjust God. You have to understand, once again, there is no free will in Islam. Not only our words, but our actions. Everything about us we do in this world, and everything we say in this world, and everything we'll say and we'll do for eternity in hell or in paradise, it is already set up by Allah for us to fulfill it. That's not the true understanding of God, the creator of the heaven and earth. God who loves us so much, who has given us hundreds of chances to do what is right. And most important, the God who did what is right to bring his salvation to mankind. We have free will in the Christian faith to believe or to reject, to accept the grace of God or to say no thank you. That does not exist in Islam. Now, where do you think Muhammad came up with this idea of good tree and bad tree and the role of God in the day of judgment? Obviously, this is copied from the Bible and twisted into pseudo-parable as we read in many places in the Bible. For example, let me read to you Psalm 1, where the psalmist said, "Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree. Here we go, the tree of Muhammad, planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. That is the good word and the good tree which Muhammad is talking about in his Quran chapter 14. What about the bad tree? What about the bad word? Here we go. We go to verse 4 in Psalm 1. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Here's what the next verse, which Muhammad copied in the Quran about God. For in verse 6 we read, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." That is exactly the source from which Muhammad came up with these four verses in the Quran. The good word and the good tree, as we read it in verse 3. The bad words, which is the bad tree, in verses 4 and 5. And the work of God, which Muhammad twisted in the Quran to make it, Allah does whatever he wants. Allah is controlling the life of the people. Like it or not, he will make you say what he wrote in his Quran that you must say, and you have no option to escape it. That is what we read in verse 6. Except what we read in Psalm 1 are holy and righteous words about a holy and righteous God who gives the people the freedom to live according to his word and be delighted in his word and be fruitful as they continue to believe and practice his word, or to be judged because he disobeys his word and lived according to their desires, not the desires of God. As for the role of God, it's very simple. He knows the way of the righteous, and he also will judge the ungodly. Why? Because God is just. That is the God of the Bible. As for Allah, the God of Muhammad, he is unjust, because even the words of my mouth, I have no choice but to say what he said I would say. So he will punish me for what he makes me to say and what he makes me to do, because he already desired for me to be in paradise or in hell. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam.
This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.